SBS Filipino.
Martial law in Mindanao is extended by
a year.
Do you think there will be a imposition of a nationwide martial law?
Well, it's surely beginning to feel a lot like national martial law, from the way he is talking, from the way the Speaker of the House is talking, from the way the Chief of Police is talking. The military has been very circumspect sa pag-comment nila about martial law. But the power centers are talking that way. And it's beginning to feel a lot like that. I hope I'm wrong.
And the relationship between the administration and the left, the communist, love-hate relationship, where will it lead to?
I think it will end up, magkakaroon na naman ng talks yan. Kasi ganun sila, love-hate nga eh. Sinabi ni Duterte, ayoko na talaga. Eh kasi naman, binuksan ni Duterte yan, gave them everything they wanted. Everything. I promise you I'm going to release 400 people. 400! I promise you, basta marami siyang prenamis. Ang the biggest promise is the release of the political prisoners. That, yun, doon nakakapit ang kaliwa. That's really, sabi nila. Kasi I've been in the peace process for 20 years. I know the left. I know what they want. They just want their people released. They will continue with the talks. They'll keep that open. Tapos, parilease ng parilease para marami. So, at the start of the Duterte administration, rinilease niya ilang leader yun. 20 ata. Top leaders, ha? Top.
Kasama yung couple, the Johnson couple.
To be part of the talks. Tapos, meron pang mga 400 na kailangan. Eh, hindi niya rin na-release yung 400. So, nagmamatigas naman yung kabila. So, and then, ewan ko kung kailan halata ni Duterte na gamitan lang ito. Because it finally said, gamitan lang ito. They are using me and I am using them. Ang amayan, I think the gamitan will continue. Okay. And they will try to open it again. Kasi kailangan eh. You cannot close the doors to peace.
So, what do the people need to do para to sustain this or to improve governance? Ano pang dapat nilang subaybayan? Saan dapat i-pressure yung pamahalang Duterte from this on? Kasi tapos na yung 1.5 years natin. Kung may improvement na little, so be it. Pero ano sa tingin yung dapat gawin ng mga tao?
Try to be more objective siguro. Kasi ngayon, we're so polarized.
And that's not good for the country.
It's not good for the country. You're either for Duterte or against Duterte.
And nag-aaway-aaway, my understanding is nag-aaway-aaway pati magkakaibigan, magpamilya.
Magkaibigan, magpipinsan, magkakapatid, nag-aaway-aaway dahil dyan. My cousins in Sydney, I don't see them. Kasi they're for Duterte and I'm anti-Duterte. Pwede ba yun? I mean, are we going to allow Duterte to ruin our relationship? But that is what is happening in the country now. So I think both sides have to be more objective. Ewan ko lang kung posible kayon pa yun because Duterte is such a polarizing figure. He's a very polarizing. He's not a uniting figure. Eh.
So, para bang in that sense, makukumpir mo siya kay Donald Trump na ng Estados Unidos?
Parang, oo. Ewan ko lang kung anong mas...
But are you still hopeful that things will improve or it will further deteriorate? Personally, on a personal note?
Of course, you should always hope for the best. In fact, that's why I'm now talking about being objective. Kasi kailangan may change talaga sa ating...
So, what does he need to do kung sakasakaling gusto niya pa-improvein or to earn your admiration si President Duterte right now?
Maybe he has to grow up a little bit. I mean, yeah, grow up. Be more of a statesman. Be more of a president. Pero parang natural sa kanya itong ginagawa niya. Yung kanyang behavior sa ASEAN where he, di ba, lang na yung suot niya, but he delivered his speeches, you know, with elegance and all. On yun eh. Hindi siya yun eh. He was playing a role. But the real Duterte, you know, has to see everybody.
But can't he not play the role for the next 5 years?
That's up to him. That's really up to him.
I suppose may mga advisors siya. Like any other president, may mga advisors. Does he listen to his advisors?
Hindi ko alam.
Wala kayong inside.
Ito ang presidente na wala akong in at all. Okay, I have absolutely no connection. With all the other presidents, meron pa akong...
Inside.
Ito wala. I have no relationship with anybody there.
So hindi nyo alam mga inside alam. Out ng nangyayari sa loob. Okay.
Hindi ko alam. Ang alam ko, I get chismis, but personally, wala akong alam.
Kasi sinasabi niya, isa sa mga he needs to grow up. Ano pa po ang dapat niyang gawin?
Siguro, he can control his mouth.
Again, kaya ba niyang gawin yun?
Pag magsalita siya sa TV, you have to tell the kids to leave the room because he's cursing all the time. Mm. And it's not just plain cursing. It's very, pati nga naman sa State of the Nation, gumamit pa siya ng talagang masasahol na Visayan words. So, he has to control his mouth. He has to know it's not cute. People laugh. There are people who still laugh.
Mm.
But it's not cute, it's not elegant, it's not dignified, it's not presidential. It is very embarrassing sa Pilipino na ginagawa niya yan.
Yung policies niya mismo, katulad nito, yung, alam karamihan na perceive, kasi sabi niya, one of his main platforms is to fight corruption, no? But, alam na ng lahat na lately, pinakawala niya yung mga... perceived na corrupt na ipinakulong ni Pinoy.
The Senate finds people from the Bureau of Customs as guilty of...
Yes, filed doon po, was appointed.
Oh, binalik niya.
Binalik niya.
So magtataka ka, ano ba ito? But you know, he also needs to have people there around him that are totally loyal. Because, you know, you're president, you need to know that your back is... safe, di ba? I don't know that he's that secure. Ganyan talaga ang power, di ba? So, he needs these people around him. So, I can sort of understand. Pero, sana naman, pag nabahira na, huwag na.
Ma'am, okay, medyo mahaba-haba na oras natin. And, ang tanong ko pa bago sa huling katanungan natin, medyo... Alam po natin na kayo ay PR na lang Australia. No? You can permanently settle here. So, kung madadalas ba itong nangyayaring sasama or what? Madadalas ba yung stay nyo dito? Magiging mas matagal ang stay nyo dito sa atin sa Sydney, sa Australia?
Okay, it's good to know I have a place to go.
Enjoy your retirement here probably. With your... Ilan po ang anak nyo dito?
Isa.
Isa lang. And your apos?
Tatlong apo. Yeah.
Mm. And relatives. You mentioned mga relatives, no?
Yeah, I have cousins here.
Your brother, Jim.
My brother's children are here.
Yeah. Here, no?
It's a good place to be, actually. I like Australia. Pero nga, parang pag nandito ko, if I don't open my Facebook, parang wala ang Pilipinas. Parang it's another planet. It's very far from the reality here. It's good to be able to come here and parang magpagpag ba?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oo, yung ginagawa ko dito, nagpapagpag ako ng bad vibes.
Bad vibes sa Pilipinas. Tapos nagre-recharge kayo, babalik
kayo. Yes.
Kahit sa environment po, napaka-linis dito.
Ang linis, oo. Tapos lahat ng trend on time, walang traffic. I love it. I love it. Everything works.
But Philippines is Philippines. Kahit na ganun, gusto pa rin natin lagi bumabalik sa Pilipinas. Eh, no?
Hindi. At saka may ano pa ako. Marami pa ako.
Maraming dapat. Unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. On that note, ma'am, maraming salamat po. At kasama natin ngayon si Pauline Paredes Sikam, isang veteranong manunulat. At sabi nga niya, kasama siya sa peace process for 20 years. At siya isang matagal na throughout her adult life. Isang political observer sa mga nangyayari sa Pilipinas. Maraming salamat po sa pagdalo sa amin studio.
Salamat din. Salamat for this opportunity to share my thoughts, my opinions, and I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Thank you po, and good morning po ulit sa inyo.
Good morning.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.